Hello everybody, my name is Javon Barros, also known as Sir Barros, and I am super excited to be here with you guys today. I just want to thank my friend Nassan Salah for having me on the program one more time on this awesome podcast just to share. And today I want to talk to you guys about when you feel stagnant in life. Yes, I know it's definitely something that most of us can relate to. We've experienced it at some point in our life. So let's just dive right in, right? So what do you do when you see no progress? What do you do when you see others in your age group achieving things in life and you're just here? Like here with your dreams and your goals and your plans, but nothing's happening. Simple answer, you trust God. And I know some people are going to say, oh Joe, you know, it's better easier said than done, so on and so forth. But really and truly, at the end of the day, it boils down to you really trusting Jesus Christ. Simply put. According to Philippians 1 verse 6, reading from the King James Version, it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So the God that has begun a good work in you, the God that has put dreams and aspirations in you, he's able to fulfill that. You know, we sing that song, God is able to do just what he says he will do. And he's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, cause he won't give up on you. He's able. You know, we sing that song, but many a times when it comes for us to test to see if really and truly we're gonna not give up on God, you know, sometimes we wonder, oh, do I really trust God enough? But really and truly, we cannot doubt God. The promises of God are yes and amen. If God says it, it is so. God will fulfill that which he has promised. You know, he's not a man that he should lie. It is not in God's DNA to lie. Right? You cannot doubt God's word. Let God be true and every man be a liar. You see, if God gave you a word, you need to hang on to that amidst all else, all that you see that is going on around, everything that's happening to you now. You need to reach at a point where comes hell or high water, you're going to trust God's word and believe that God is going to come through for you. Yes, in this day and age that we're in now, where we see, you know, everybody's on social media and every achievement they have, they post it on social media and you see them looking happy and smiling. And you're just here, you know, trying to do something and you're not seeing any progress. You feel like you're being stifled and you're like, God, you know, what's going on for me? What's going on for me? But I urge us to turn on our blinders, our spiritual blinders to those things. As a matter of fact, you see people be progressing in life, you be excited for them, you know, be happy for them. And we have to be very careful that the spirit of negativity and doubt, and as we would call it in Jamaica, bad mind, doesn't come into play. We can't afford to let that come into play. To have that tunnel vision where you just focus and you set your goals, and you know God gave you a dream, God gave you a vision, God might have even used a man or a woman of God to prophesy or to speak over you and to declare some things over you. You need to trust God and hold on to that. You know, turn on your blinders, as I said before. It definitely can be hard, especially in the age that we're living in now, But trust me, you need to hold on to the promises of God. And this is why I deem it very important for us to really study the Word of God, to know the Word of God. Because in God's Word, there are so many promises that we have as children of God, as believers, as followers of Jesus Christ. There are so many promises that He has laid down in His Word for us. And I believe it's because a lack of studying the Word enough. A lot of us, we don't know the Word that much. You know, like the promises that He said He would keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon Him. You know? But listen, God can only protect that which we commit unto Him. So these dreams and stuff that we have, we have to go before God and pray and say, God, this is what I plan to do. Is this in your will? Is this what you would have for me, God? You know, God, bless me. Help me to achieve this. Show me ways and mediums. Open the windows. Open the doors for me. Give me opportunities so that I can go and execute these things. You know, God cannot help and will not help you with something that you have not given over to Him, what you have not committed over to Him. So that is definitely something that's very important. So God will keep that which you commit to Him. So commit your dreams to God. It is not in God's DNA to lie. God is faithful. He cannot lie. We need to stand on the promises of God. You know, and even in my own life, I have learned so much over the years of my Christian walk with God. I have come to understand that I cannot watch people. It's an individual walk. Yes, it's good to have friends, people around you that can help to build and motivate you. But at the end of the day, it's really you and Jesus. It's you and Jesus on this walk. So you will see a one over there, they're doing something, you know, they're doing big things, they're getting this big job, or they're getting married, or they're finishing college, and you know, you're just there, you know, humble, just waiting on God. You know, get involved in the work of the Lord. You know, they always hear this saying, you know, you take care of God's business and He will take care of yours. And it is true. It is true. God will take care of your business. You know, get involved in God's work. Get involved in ministry. You might not necessarily have to be a preacher or a singer or someone that is on a pedestal that people can see, but ministering to people, sharing God's love with people, sharing God's word with people, you know, building up the kingdom of God, and you will feel good in yourself because you're helping people, and God will see that and honor that, you know. The Lord dropped a word in my spirit the other day, actually. And He's like, what do you do, right? Like, what do you do when you prayed to God for something, like for a particular thing, and you end up having to pray or help someone with the same or a similar situation that you haven't gotten yet? What would you do? Well, you pray on for them. You know, take care of the Lord's business, as I said, He'll take care of yours. You know, and when I was thinking about that, I was like, God, what? So I'm here praying for something, you know, asking you, God, to help me with this, help me to achieve this, help me to do that. And then, you know, God will send people your way for you to pray for, to help, to encourage, to strengthen, you know, and tell them, oh yes, God is gonna make a way. And you pray for God to open up, and you in yourself, you're praying along the same lines, asking God to help you. It's funny how God does things. But that might as well be a test. God could possibly be testing you to see what you would do, what your reaction would be to it. So what do you do when you feel stagnant in life? You encourage yourself in the Lord. Remind yourself of what the Lord said. Remind yourself of His promises. Remind yourself of who God is. Like, we cannot afford to doubt God. Not in this time. Not after what we've seen God done before. We can't doubt God. I'm reminded of the story of Abraham. When Abraham was an old man, the Lord made him a promise and said he was going to be the father of many nations. He showed him the sand of the sea, as many as the sand of the sea, and as many as the stars in the sky. That's how the father, that's how many children you're going to have. And Abraham was an old man, and it took years before Abraham even had his first child. As a matter of fact, at one point when Abraham was there, his wife Sarah laughed, and you know, we know the story. When they told her that she was gonna conceive, she laughed. She's like, me in my old state? No, you know. And when she saw that, you know, they were getting older, she even tried to assist God. She asked, you know, she told her husband to take my maid servant and, you know, have a baby with her to start your lineage, you know, trying to help God. But God does not need any human effort. He does not need our human interaction at all. God is a consuming fire. He's all powerful. He can do any and everything. Right? And the Lord blessed Abraham with a son. And out of that, we came the generation of faith. You know, by faith, Abraham left his homeland and did all of that. And you know, we boil down to the generation where he's now known as Father Abraham, the father of many nations. You know, Abraham trusted God. He believed God's word. He believed that God would have done that which he said he would have done. God answered. God heard and answered. And he came through with his promises. Guys, I want you guys to understand, I can't stretch it too much. I can't stretch it enough. Stand on the promises of God. Take time out. Read the word. If you are a visual person, look for the different scriptures that show the different promises that God has. Write them down. Print it. Put it up in your room. Put it, you know, if you're on your phone, make a note of your phone on your phone. Go ahead, do those things and look in the mirror. Read God's word. We need to know who we are and whose we are. Know the God that we serve. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. We cannot and will not and should not entertain that spirit of doubt and unbelief. The devil would want you to feel as if, oh, you're not progressing. And really and truly, because you are trying to walk on the straight and narrow, to do things the right way, to do the things the godly way, and not to look for a cheap way or a quick fix or sell your soul or compromise your salvation or compromise your moral values, it is because of that reason why things seem so hard. You know, you look on and you see people that are unsaved or people that renounce God, people that have nothing to do with God, and they're excelling and they're doing all these things and they're traveling and they're getting awards or they're getting recognition. And you here, as the child of God, as the God-fearing person that you are, you're over here fighting just to make it through. But I want to encourage you. God is faithful. So know who you are. Know the God that you serve. Study the word so you can know the promises of God. And by faith execute them. God will come through. I can guarantee that God is going to come through. He will make a way. He will do that which He said He will do. I am a testimony of the goodness and the grace of God. I'm a testimony of what God can do. And even now, you might be feeling down, you know, the spirit of depression wants to come upon you. You want to feel sad and down, but no. Don't. God has not forgotten you. God has not forsaken you. It's in God's perfect timing. God's timing is perfect. You might think, oh, you need this now, but God looks and realizes later down in life, you actually need it. At this point, and trust me, when God comes through, when the thing happens, when you achieve that which you're supposed to achieve, it will be at the best point in time, and you will look and you will realize, and like, God, wow, you have impeccable timing. And that's the God that we serve, guys. That is the amazing God that we serve. So be encouraged, be strengthened. Let faith arise. Turn on your spiritual blinders. Have that tunnel vision. Be locked in with you and Jesus. Once you put your things before God, the things that you want to achieve, you put that before God. You go down in prayer and you work hard and allow God to work in your life. You will achieve every single thing. He said, nothing good will he withhold from them that love and trust him. Blessed, that's a blessed assurance right there. That's a divine assurance. My God. God is able to keep and he will perform his work. Bless the Lord. And I'm going to just pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come before you today. Lord God, we want to thank you, Jesus Christ, that we have an advocate with you. I want to thank you that even now, for those that are listening, I thank you, oh God, that faith is arising, that endurance is arising in their spirits. I pray even now for their hearts and their minds. I pray that God Almighty, you will infiltrate them. Remove every negative word that has been spoken, every negativity that the devil might have whispered into their ears. I renounce it in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray even now, God Almighty, for those that are listening that might feel stagnant in life, feel like they're in a rut, feel like they cannot move, that they're just here existing without a purpose. I pray that God, you will locate them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, God Almighty, that you will show them, oh God, who they are, hold them in the hollow of thine hand. I pray that God Almighty, nothing will deter our faith in you, God Almighty, that even when we look on social media and see everybody achieving things and we are not achieving it yet, that we will understand that it's in your perfect will, it's in your perfect timing. Father God, I pray that you will touch, cover, strengthen even now, mighty God of Daniel, uplift them. I bind the spirit of depression that would want to come over them, oh God, feeling depressed because they're not progressing in life. But even now, I speak progression into their life. I speak over them, God Almighty. You know them by name and you know them by nature. You know that which, oh God, they want to accomplish, the things that they want to do. Even now, God Almighty, I pray that you will make a way. I pray that you will come forth, show up, blow their mind, God Almighty. Let the evidential blessings be outpoured, my God, from glory. I pray that every desire, every dream, God Almighty, every plan that they have set, once it is in your divine will, I pray that it will be accomplished even now, God Almighty, in the realms of the spirit. I speak it, I call it forth from the realms of the spirit, and I bring it forth into the natural realm. I speak progress and good success. Keep keep them, God Almighty. Let them pray to you and give over everything to you even now, God. I pray that they will be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless every listener here on this podcast even now. Bless them, God Almighty. I pray that you will reveal yourself. You will show yourself mighty and strong, because God Almighty, it is not in your DNA to lie. You cannot lie, God. Let God be true and every man be a liar. We thank you even now, Father God, for the work that you have done, for the work that you have begun, for the ways that you have been making, the doors that have been opened even now, God. We bless you today, and we say thanks in Jesus' name. I hope that you guys feel strengthened and feel encouraged. My God, even as I speak, I feel the Holy Ghost moving. I speak into your spirit even now. I speak progress. I bind every stagnant spirit that has been placed over your life. You shall succeed in life. You shall excel in God's timing, not in your timing, but in the timing of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you all today. Continue to grow in grace. May grace and peace locate you. God bless you all.